Americans regularly exercise their democratic rights by voting in elections and by participating in political parties and election campaigns. At the national level, elections take place every 2 years, on the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November. On that day, those members of the population who are eligible to vote in each state elect the delegates for the House of Representatives. 1/3 of the total membership of the Senate is elected every second year for a 6-year term. These two chambers of the legislative branch, the House of Representatives and the Senate, form the American Congress. Each federal state, regardless of its population, sends 2 senators to Congress. Membership of the House of Representatives, however, is proportionate to the population of each state. The election of the president is more complicated. He is elected for 4 years and may be president for only 2 terms. On Election Day, which is also the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November, the voters cast their votes for the list of presidential electors for their state, usually either the Democratic or the Republican list. This actually means that they vote for the official presidential candidates of the 2 parties, as the electors are obliged to vote for the candidate of their party. These electors, also called the Electoral College, officially elect the president and the vice president. The number of electors in each state is equal to its number of representatives in both houses of Congress. All electoral votes of one state are given to the candidate who has the majority of popular votes in that state. It's therefore important for the candidates to conquer the states that send a large number of delegates to Congress, like California with 54 electors, 52 representatives, and 2 senators. A person who wants to become the elected presidential candidate of his party has 2 possibilities to be nominated. These are either state conventions or primary elections. State conventions are meetings of party representatives in the individual states to select their delegates to the national convention. The primary election is an election prior to the general election where voters themselves can elect delegates to the presidential nominating conventions, national convention, of the major parties. The national convention then nominates the presidential candidate. After the nomination, the presidential election takes place as described above. As the American voting system is based on a majority vote, it's possible that a candidate wins more popular votes than the candidate of the other party, but not enough electoral votes to become president. A direct presidential election where every single vote counts would perhaps be more democratic.